Kelim Perichov Beis Mishnah Beis. We're going to go weiter over here. Amongst other halachas of things that part of the kli was broken is a shulchan. A shulchan shenit la'achas miraglov. The shulchan over here, the Mepharshim say right away, is that it has three legs. Even though the standard of a table is that you have four legs, it's brought down even from the Mekubolim, that on Shabbos one should be shtak makbit, that you have four legs. A table that has something in the middle that makes it like a stand, like a tripod, sort of like a stool, should not be used for a Shabbos dish. The reasons are pi kabbalah, that the shulchan is arba raglayim. But lamaisa, a chair could stand. So a chair that has three legs, shenit la'achas mir raglov, and it has two tor, because now it's not viable anymore, it can't stand. Nitlo hashnio, if the second leg out of the three is taken, it's certainly not a kli anymore. Tohor, the chiddush over here is only after the sefer. Nitla shlish, it's the third one is taken. So there's nothing supporting it. So what is it? Take away the legs, it's a flat slab that can be used to eat on, except that it's not above ground. So there, tame, you sit on the ground. Kishi yachshev olov, when a person decides that it could be used as a flat something that he could sit down by and he could eat on the ground, it's not eating on the dirt, it's eating on a flat slab of marble or wood or whatever it is. Here it doesn't have to be rendered a tableau. It is that, because that's what a table is. A table is a flat slab that's eaten on, supported by legs for height. Without the legs there for height, what is a flat slab that one eats on? V'chein hadulpiki, the lufki, like we had before. If the legs are taken, so it's not mekabel tumah. If all three are taken, so we have the same achlokes. Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi, do you have to be mechashevah lov? Do you not have to be mechashevah lov? Farshim speak out dvarim pshutim, that even though we had before in the Mishnah in Perek Chof, that by Areva Gedoyla that was Nikva Kashem Yitzhi mine, and it was Choshev Lovli Yeshiva, it's not enough, and he has to do a Maisa to be Miyachadim. Why over here by a tableau that's on a table, that's where they had tables, that flat slab on legs. The legs are broken, the slab is a slab. Machshova, maybe you don't even need Machshova. Why is Machshova enough? Choshev need a Maisa. The answer has to be Poshut, say that Achrayim. That where something is designed that way, and this is what it is. The flat slab is a flat slab to eat on. The fact that it was used with the height of the legs, and now the height of the legs is not negev because all three legs are broken, so it just returns it to its optimal, not optimal, its original state of being a flat slab to eat on, albeit not in its optimal state, not with the height. So maybe it's not so convenient, you have to sit down on the floor, but it is what it is. Areva Gedoyla isn't what it can become unless it was turned into something else. It's roi for something else. It needs a maisa to render it such. Mishnah Chroina is mechadish over here that it becomes tamei not after all three legs are taken off and now it's roi l'shimushe to go straight on the ground. It becomes tamei l'mafreya when the third leg is taken off. The third leg is taken off, even though it's the sheretz that touched it was before, when it still had one or two legs, it now is a kli klapi, the top part. The raya to that is, Tosis and Sukkah says the same thing, we discussed a few parakim ago, legabe a bed, part by part that's taken off, so now it could become tamei l'mafreya. L'maisa Mishnah's Tyrus is mefakpik on the tzushta. Over there, the halacha is that the pieces of the bed are taken apart. When it's put back together again, it could be metamel mafreya, because it's oimid lekach, it has the shem mito. It wasn't metame when it wasn't a kli shalim, but now that's a kli shalim, a shem mito it has. Over here, the taking off of the legs is a shvira, and lechera that's mafkia the tumah, so v'sheh, it's touched it, and then the legs were broken, so lechera the shvira is mafkia the tumah. Can only now become mitame with a new Kabbalah's tumah. Just for a idea, we didn't say Mishnah Aleph, but the whole Kabbalah's tumah of a shulchan, we pointed out over there, it's a chiddush, because even though it doesn't have a clay kibbul, but it's a ganze kli. And the Teres Koinim, the Rash brings, has a durosh of Mishamish Odom, Mishamish Mishamshe Odom. The Rambam brings it as well. The Shaila is the Mishamshe Odom over here, because a person puts the food on. Is it because he leans on it? Different Rishayim say different things. Or das alein, that's a kli sholim, that's used by people for a tafkid sholim, sitting and eating, that itself is the mishamish adam. There is, however, shitas toisvis, in Erevin daf lamed aleph, in Sukkot daf hei, minochas daf tzadik beis, the gavi de shulchan, that's where it comes up, is that the whole Kabbalah's tum over there without a kli kibul is an asmachta ba'om, it's not a din deraisa. Rishonim argue mufurish. The Rishonim involve the Basud, Avsam above, the Rabban, the Rajba. And one way of looking at it on a deraisidika level is that even though it's imperative, it's ma'akiv in the shem kli, by a kli cheres, the kli kibul, but pshute kliates, even though we say pshute kliates is only the Rabbanon, but you see from there, Chazal had a gishtel with pshute kliates, that you see it as a kli. So it's not a fatika kli. But where it isn't fatika kli, because Mishamish Odom, the tnai of toich is not the etzem cheftza of kli eitz. By kli ches, Chazal never would have been metame, because it's not a kli. It's not a cheftza of a kli. It's not just a tnai in the chshivus of the kli. By kli eitz, the toich, or the kibul, the base kibul, is a way of defining the chshivas of the kli. But if the chshivas of the kli is notwithstanding, so the taka doesn't need a kli kibul. This is a raid that we had in the beginning of Perek Beis that we spoke out then. Goodbye to El Yerab over there. Okay, now Mishnah Gimel. A continuation of something that stands on legs and the legs are broken. Safsol is a bench. Shenit lechad miroshov. The one side was knocked off, and it only has one side. Obviously, it can't be used as a bench. It doesn't stand up. So, Melitz Tor. Nital Hasheni. So, now both sides were knocked off. All you have is the flat piece, which could be sat on, but obviously not off the ground. So, it's also Tor, because Lamaisi is sitting on the ground. That's not a Hishtamshus. Im Yesh Bei Goyva Tefach, but if the wood is high enough, the etzem bench has a protrusion on the side that picks it up off the ground. A tefach is already off the ground. So there, Tommy, because that's called you're sitting on something, you're not sitting on the ground. Shrafraf, they still use this word in Ivrit. It's a small little bench. It's like a small bench that's for a person who's sitting on a bench to put his foot, like a footrest. Shenit lechad miroshov. Over there, the one side was taken off. And it has one side still. Because you can still lean your feet on it. That's the ikar shimush of a shrafraf. So melitz tamei. V'chein hakisei shelefnei katedra. This is a footrest for a woman to climb up on a carriage. Picture a horse-drawn carriage. So a man sort of just picks himself up, picks up one leg and goes over the side. A woman, not going to pick her leg up all the way. She has a footrest to walk up on. You can still use it even though it's limping on one side. So it still has the same click.